Violence is surging in northern Syria. The Turkish military offensive is entering its second week, and Syrian government forces are also streaming into the area. On the ground, hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced and dozens killed. Some of the wounded have found their way to a hospital not far from the front lines in Tel Tamer, Syria. That's where we reached Tanya Brown. She's a UK citizen who's been volunteering in Syria's Kurdish-controlled regions. And a warning to listeners, some of her descriptions of scenes in the hospital are quite graphic.
I'm not actually a medic, I'm a bike mechanic, but kind of all hands on deck because there's so many injured people coming in from Serakanye and from other places that the Turkish army are just smashing. Yeah.
What kind of wounds are you seeing? What kind of injuries?
Everything. Burns, people with amputations, people with like large bits of meat missing from their body. Generally, yeah, really, really horrible stuff.
Are you treating civilians as well as fighters?
Yes, there are still civilians here. There's still doctors working in the hospital. There are still people coming here to volunteer to help. There are still cleaning workers. We're like trying to run the hospital as we normally would, despite the situation.
Have you had to treat any children?
Yes. There was one child yesterday with really terrible, terrible burns from like the top half of his body down and all the way down to his waist, pretty much.
From your perspective, are civilians bearing the brunt of these battles or are the fighters?
Civilians. The day before, yes, I'm a bit confused about days because I kind of don't sleep because we just are in the hospital 24/7 working, pretty much. Civilians are leaving their homes are being destroyed, people are terrified. The planes come over and they make really, you know, even if they don't drop bombs, they make terrifying noises and scare people. There was a convoy 2 days ago, I think, which was entirely civilian, which got hit. There were 11 deaths and 74 injured. They all ended up in our hospital. So we just bring people in off ambulances or whatever and take care about them and then send them. Like mostly people are not conscious or people are like really scared. It's just loads and loads of patients. Like the other day I must have treated 40 people in one day. And I'm not a professional medic, you know.
In the course of your job there at the hospital, do you have to be armed yourself?
No. We are working as civilians in the hospital. We work with the Kurdish Red Crescent.
Do you have any sense from where you are of how the Kurdish militias are holding up?
Not really. I mean, we get a lot of injured, generally. And yeah, like, I mean, my impression is that, like, people are just getting smashed. Like, you know, there's, with the extent of the injuries that are coming in, with the bombings, with everything else. Of course, like, a ground army can't stand up against planes. We desperately, desperately here need a no-fly zone. We desperately, desperately need the US or Russia to start stopping Turkey from flying planes over us because this is what is smashing people, what is killing people.
Many
you know, if it was like a fair fight, like I think there might be a chance, but it's not a fair fight.
Many Kurds for decades or for more than 100 years have been dreaming of establishing an autonomous Kurdish state. Is that no longer a possibility with this latest action?
With I don't know. Hang on, sorry, I'm on the phone. The idea here isn't to establish like a Kurdish state. The idea is to establish democratic confederalism, which is where like people work together and people live together and people self-organize. So there's not like a government in a sense of like a nation state government, but people like organize for their locality and they organize what's good for them. And this is really, really a positive thing. Like I've been living here now for 9 months and I've experienced the way that that works and it works to unite people. You know, there are people here from loads of different backgrounds, Assyrians, Arabs, Kurds, now loads of internationals, you know, and it works. Everyone works together. And like, it's healing a divide that's been in this country for a long, long time. Hey, sorry, my Wi-Fi hotspot's having to leave now.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Tanya Brown is a UK citizen who's been volunteering in the Kurdish-controlled area in northern Syria for 9 months now. She's working at a hospital, and that's where we spoke to her from.